Darryl, what a difference a week makes.
Yeah, I was more like it from, obviously, a commitment and effort and character, the spirit that we've shown over the last couple of years. That was more like it, certainly. I think, we didn't get everything right tonight, but geez, we worked hard. And you have to dig deep in rugby league, and for that team, and that's been rattled a fair bit. I thought it was a magnificent effort. I think it's probably the biggest win since I've been at the club. Just where we're at. We've been in a really tough place. Before the game, I just asked the players individually for something special, and I think they've certainly delivered that. And that's more of what we're about as a group of people. And it's a big relief for us to break the losing cycle, because it can go on. Obviously, this game, Catalan, Huddersfield, it can look really, really deep and dark. So I was really pleased that we were able to do that tonight.
Did you
have any salt or anything down the line in chats? Oh, yeah. Well, you can't go through a defeat like we had last week and not question where that's come from and what it's about. So we were really honest, and we spoke about quite a few things through the week that have been really fundamental to how we've been over the last couple of years, and we've been building, and for it to fall down like a pack of cards like it did last week was obviously very disappointing. There's been a lot of that, but then the players have responded really well. We've had two training sessions. Yesterday's wasn't that great, to be honest. There was a lot of errors in there, our combinations, and there's a nervousness about us. But you could see straight away, I thought. Last week I could see straight away that we weren't on. This week you could see straight away that we were going to make them fight all the way, and obviously to win the game is awesome for us.
Were you worried at any point that you'd wasted opportunities in the first half to put more points on?
Well, I thought we were really unlucky. I thought we were really unlucky in the game. There were some real tight calls, video ref calls, and they went against us. I thought we were unlucky. And then at the start of the second half, we made too many errors. That we made five errors within a 15-20 minute period, and that put us under a lot of pressure. And we're doing that too much. It's something that we've got to. You're never going to eradicate all errors out of your game. It's the nature of the sport. But we're making too many, and that started to hurt us, I thought. But on the back of it all was our desperation in defence, which was awesome, I thought. In the first half, we didn't defend last tackle plays very well, and they scored off three of those, and they're good at that. Sometimes it creates a bit of havoc in their own ranks with the kick chase, but today it certainly created a fair bit in ours.
What about the chase back? I think it's Hitchcock's to get back to Sutcliffe. I mean, that just typified it all tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what. When you have a team that fights tooth and nail to win the game, then those sort of things are defining moments. That was a huge. He was injured as well during the game, so it was a massive effort from him. And then for us all to get back and do what we did to keep him out was a huge effort. And obviously, like you say, it typifies what your team's about when they can do those sorts of things.
Andy Lynch, how close was it for him to play or not to play tonight?
Oh, he's always going to play. I mean, he's just Lynchy. That's just what he does. When I shake his hand before a game, he's got an unbelievable amount of tape and padding and strapping on that hand. It looks like Frankenstein's hand when you see it. Honestly, I'm not joking. And I said before the game to the players, if you need a role model, he is the toughest player I've ever seen. Unbelievable. And he got another injury that would have kept probably half of rugby league players out of a game, and he just cracks on. He is unbelievable. I've never seen anybody like him in terms of just getting on with it and just getting through tough injuries and playing. He said to Danny, he didn't say it to me, he says, well, I'll play 80 tonight, no problem. And he said that to me at half time, just leave me on, I'm fine. So that is unbelievable for a front rower to do what he does, and the honesty that he shows in his game is incredible.
Catalan now on Monday. I mean, what sort of side? Ben Roberts, is he likely to come back?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I honestly don't think we'll get anybody back. So I think it'll be what it'll be. So we'll probably have to draft a couple of young kids in, and we'll just crack on with it. You know, I think we'll lose Gadwin Springer from tonight. He's got a groin problem, so he won't play. But it's what it is. Crack on. Just try and find a way to beat Catalan. It'll be pretty tough for a fair old size. You know, and obviously going over there is always difficult. I mean, they play tomorrow, so it gives us a little bit of a potentially an even up in terms of travelling as well, because they're over here. But we'll see. We're going to have a crack at it. I mean, this was a massive game for us to win tonight.
Does it give you a free run at it now on Monday? Given you've been going on the back of four defeats, it's a tough ask, isn't it? Now you've got that win. Go there. I mean, if you make it 2 out of 2 over East, it's been a great time, hasn't it?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable if we won 2 out of 2 based on what's happened to us. Just go and play. Just go and play with a bit of freedom about us. You know, we're certainly going to have to challenge them. You're not going to win by challenging them physically up the guts, I don't think. So we'll see how we go, but we'll come up with a plan and we'll try and throw something at them.